32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Sugar. Many people have a love-hate relationship with it. It's got a very bad rep over the last few years. There are plenty of alternatives popping up, but are they better? Are they worse? On this episode of 32GI Sports Nutrition, we give you the lowdown on if there are possibly better options than sugar and the things that we really need to watch out for, because there are so many things popping up out there and a lot of them are really not good for you. Welcome back onto the podcast with myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and joined once again by Mark Wolf. Mark, first of all, sugar, its bad reputation, has it earned it for a reason?
It surely has, Dave, and I'm not going to knock sugar completely. I'm just going to say that, first of all, a lot of disease and illness worldwide is definitely because of excessive sugar consumption. I mean, that's a given. We're seeing that more and more. Sugar's an inflammatory. And it obviously raises the acidity levels of the body and, you know, it causes inflammation. And I think that that's another problem which eventually does lead to illness. And one of the biggest problems is it's like a drug. It's addictive. And that does lead to overconsumption. So yeah, I think sugar in that way, you know, tastes good. People love it. People are attached to it emotionally. Every single food manufacturer in the world uses it in order to be able to make their foods more attractive to the consumer. Because sweet sells, and people are addicted to it. So the problem is that sugar, being the most natural sweet of them all, is getting the biggest and baddest rap of them all, because it does lead to addiction and lead to overconsumption, which eventually does lead to ill health.
Now, everything in moderation once again, and unfortunately we do see that. We always talk about eating clean over processed food, and that's because of the amount of salt, the amount of sugar. I mean, a lot of this food does not need that quantity, and I think people are changing, but a lot of people are, as you say, because of the addictiveness, getting stuck on still eating these products. The other thing that is coming out is all the alternatives to sugar. Some are good, some are bad. So let's look at a few of those. I mean, even, Mark, if we look at something like honey, I mean, some honey, you know, when it's been irradiated, I think it is, it's like pure sugar. But raw, natural honey is not a bad option.
Well, look, if you're looking at it from a sugar perspective, honey and sugar are exactly the same as far as, let's look at the glycemic index goes, looking at raising blood sugar, that's exactly the same. But if you look at the properties that honey does contain, such as propolis and, you know, any other minerals or vitamins, you've got to look at the difference between raw and processed honey. You're not going to really find raw unprocessed honey in any kind of a store, except for a health store. And if you are going to go for honey, yes, you want to go for raw unprocessed. Yes, it's obviously a much healthier replacement for sugar. Not from a sweet or a blood sugar perspective, but from a benefit perspective, if you want to look at the nutrients inside it and understand those benefits. So I think, you know, if you look at it as a replacement, I'd just like to state this fact that one of the things that I tell people that that really have sort of an addiction to a sweet tooth, put it that way, I always try and tell them that every time you look for a sugar replacement, the problem is you're still training the brain to crave sweet. You're not really getting away from that. And you should try and move away from that by not consuming sugar replacements, even sweeteners, because you're still training the brain. However, for some people, it's very, very difficult to remove it completely. And I don't say remove it completely, but they will try and look for healthier or alternative replacements when it does come to sugar. So honey is definitely a healthy option, but again, not processed honey. We're talking about an unprocessed raw honey.
One of the other benefits of that is the taste. I mean, if you go buy proper honey, you will taste the difference. It is fantastic. And the same thing with milk. We've also started buying better milk from a better farm, and you can taste that richness, which in a lot of the store-bought milks you don't get anymore. So it really is a good way to go. Looking at something like, I know the Bantas and the low-carb diets, you know, there's certain fruits they can eat because they are low in fructose. There's some they say don't eat. But In saying that, that's one of the things that I don't really like about venting is because, yes, you're cutting out the fructose, but you're also cutting out a hell of a lot of nutrients and minerals that are in that fruit. When looking at fruits, and, you know, is it, should we look to avoid certain fruits? And the other thing is using fruit as an alternative. Maybe you get that sweet craving, you want a piece of chocolate. Is fruit a good go-to to curb that, or sort of just as an alternative?
I find for me personally, especially when I'm going through sort of peaks of heavy training, my carbohydrate intake does come up a fair amount, especially through large volumes of training, mainly from a recovery perspective. And you do get a little bit of a sugar craving because your blood sugar does drop, you know, quite a lot here and there. So in that case, I generally tend to go for a fruit option as opposed to going for, you know, processed sugar food like a chocolate, etc. You know, so in that case, I mean, I look at berries, I look at mango, I try and keep the, you know, the sugar content of the fruit that I do consume as low as possible, and berries are a really decent option. I mean, apples are also a decent option, so are pears. You know, grapes are a lot higher in sugar, so generally I tend to avoid them, but I do love mango quite a bit, and you know, I do consume that. Pineapple as well, I also consume. But the thing is it contains, it's got anti-inflammatory properties. So, you know, so that's why I do consume pineapple as well. But again, maybe this I should have mentioned earlier, but again, when you are going to consume some sort of a sugar food, let's call it a sugar food, everything really has got sugar, all carbohydrates eventually do break down into a form of sugar. You should probably try and time the intake of that meal to be of a benefit as opposed to a detriment. And generally, you know, I time those post-exercise, that I know that those carbohydrates will be utilized to help with the recovery process. I don't generally consume any high-carbohydrate foods, you know, too late in the evening. Generally, it will be post-exercise used for recovery. I like to periodize the carbs like that. And, you know, that way you look forward to actually eating something that you might crave from a sugar perspective, but you know that it's being used as a benefit to the body, and it's not going to, you know, have the opposite effect.
Now, we've talked about honey as an alternative and being very similar in terms of natural products out there. There's a lot of things popping up, and a lot of them are natural options, and people are always looking. These other natural options, just talk us through some of them, and is it the same case? Are they just effectively another option to sugar?
Well, there are some natural options. I think let's have a look at a few. The biggest name on the market at the moment is stevia. Stevia is a plant extract, so it is considered to be natural. Personally, the taste of stevia drives me nuts. It's got a really bad aftertaste. That just depends on the quality of the stevia that you're actually purchasing. So you're going to pay less for stevia. You're going to get probably a worse tasting stevia. You can get stevia that is extremely expensive, and obviously the aftertaste is a little bit more marsh. So people tend to go for things like stevia these days. Agave is another plant-based syrup which is extracted. I'm not saying that... these have all got, I'm not talking about from a glycemic perspective if these do raise or don't raise your blood sugar, but definitely it's a healthier perspective. Agave syrup is a healthy perspective. Coconut sugars come into the forefront as well. A lot of people, it is quite expensive, but a lot of people like coconut sugar. It does have minerals in it, and it does have a nice sweet taste to it as well. Probably very nice for baking as opposed to putting a proper sugar in. If you want to look at other sweeteners, which I tell people to completely avoid, and if I see them on the lid of a tub, I completely avoid, and these are your things like acesulfame K and aspartame, I won't touch any product that contains those. Those are called non-nutritive sweeteners. They're definitely not natural. Again, you should also look at the amounts that are placed into any product. I mean, some of these are getting bad reps because they're considered to be carcinogenic. To be honest, we don't know the exact health problems that these kinds of things that these things can cause. I mean, nothing is ever proven beyond a reasonable doubt. But to me, if anything is completely unnatural, I'll try and avoid it as much as possible and rather go for a natural replacement for sure.
Well, because of sugar's bad rep, a lot of these non-nutritive sweeteners, as you said, have popped up onto the market. A lot of people use them. A lot of people are adding them to drinks and having, and food actually, that's low sugar or no sugar, and that is the alternative. Put you on the spot a bit. You know, I also don't like to touch that stuff, but natural versus unnatural, you know, is sugar the better option of the two?
Well, I mean, when I was a kid, I used to eat sugar cane. Straight off the stick, it is natural, you know. It obviously goes through a process, but without a doubt, I mean, you know, raw organic cane sugar is far better to consume than going for a non-nutritive sweetener. That's my personal opinion. Again, it's the amount of sugar that you're consuming. It's when you're consuming that sugar. You know, it's in most cases that sweet taste is like somebody who's got a gambling problem or an alcohol problem. It is addictive, and the problem is it just leads to more and more and more consumption. You know, if you give somebody a delicious tasting bar of chocolate and you tell them you're only allowed one block, you know, once they've had one block, it's very difficult to stay away from the rest of it. If you're that kind of a person with that sort of addictive personality, which a lot of the population of the world is, you want to try and avoid the sugars as much as possible and try and train your brain to not crave sweets, so that when you do eat sweet, you'll enjoy it, but you won't actually necessarily be dependent on it. And it does take about, I'd say, a minimum of 3 to 4 weeks to try and get rid of that feeling, you know, not taking it in and getting rid of that feeling. But if you are a person that's able to eat, I would say, sugary foods in moderation and not in excess, please definitely go for the healthier options. You know, go for the things like the coconut sugars, the agave syrups, the raw unprocessed honeys. Rather use that from a baking perspective and, you know, from a meal perspective. Not just for you, but even for your children. I think it's a far, far healthier option. You know, we don't know what the side effects are of the non-nutritives. And I suppose you just never know. What is legal today could be banned tomorrow, and somebody somewhere along the line will come up with something. For now, people say, oh, it's such a small amount, it's not going to do anything. We just don't know. And I just say avoid, you know, it's risk management. Try and avoid it at all costs and try and stick to as natural as possible. It's far better for your health in the long run.
Well, there you have it. If you do want more information or you have more questions about sugar, you can email coach@32gi.com or pop onto our website, 32gi.com. There's plenty of information and stuff for you to look through on that site as well. Non-nutritive sweeteners, want to look more into that, but we'll talk about that next week. So do tune in once again to 32GI Sports Nutrition with myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Mark Wolf.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.